really great future.
We're talking real money.
Welcome to another edition of Talking Real Money, the daily podcast. I'm Don McDonald, and once again, just a couple of housekeeping things. Next week, I'm flying out to Seattle. I won't be in my studio, so there won't be any podcast next week. However, I plan to put a couple together over this coming weekend, so you'll have some extra stuff. And I'll try to do a few extra when I get back. But this can't be helped. I've got to go out there and teach some classes, lots of stuff to do, and that precludes podcasts. But we're going to catch up on our callers very soon. We're getting close. There were a lot of calls where people just called, and I can hear the show in the background, and they don't say anything. I don't know why they do that. But most are actual questions, and that's what we're going to get to. You can call in your questions anytime. Anytime the spirit moves you. You could be listening to the show at 2 in the morning and go, oh, I need to know X. And you can call, and we'll take your call, and I'll get it answered on a future podcast. Get your question answered or your comment aired. 855-935-TALK is our phone number here. 855-935-8255. Really easy to remember. 855, which means it's toll free. 935-TALK, because we talk real money. Okay? Now, let's get started with the calls.
Hi. We are really in a situation where we need to do something about a retirement fund. I have no real idea where we were told to find a fiduciary person.
Good.
And went to a bank.
Bad.
After a search, we couldn't find anybody except financial advisors that were a part of investment firms.
Yeah.
And what we have is not that large, and we need to be careful with it. We need to make good decisions. We have no background in this type of thing and have not done any research. We did go to the bank. We decided to, I believe it's called a rollover, and I don't even understand how you decide what type of 401 and the investment terms that, you know, even with which one is probably the best one for us.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand.
We were steered away from the annuity and into this investment portfolio of the 25% low risk, and everything else was going to be the other way. We went ahead, and today we are supposed to we're going to turn over the check that withdrew the funds from the company with retirement fund. Uh-huh. And it's going to be placed in some kind of an investment situation that we're just totally unsure that this was the thing we should do.
Mm-hmm.
We have opted for a withdrawal amount per month, but what if we need more and can we get it out? And is this really the place? I read somewhere on your site that you can get one withdrawal or one change, you can roll over to something else once during a 12-month period. We just would really like to know, are we in the right place with the right person, the commission? We had hoped to have a one-time fee and then choose someone that we had some information on to do the investing for us or with us. Can we advise these people and change our investment strategy as we go? Are we locked into it?
No, you're not.
You're
not.
really feel totally inadequate to meet with these people. Thank you.
You are so normal. And I know you feel inadequate. You feel out of your depth. And there's a good reason for that. The industry wants you to feel inadequate and out of your depth. They want to confuse you. They want to baffle you with BS. I wish that I had actually talked to you live, because I would have tried to dissuade you from working with a broker in a bank. They are, and again, I'm going to generalize, and this is my opinion, but I think they're some of the worst providers of financial advice in the industry. Maybe only a tiny little step above people who are purely insurance licensed and give investing advice. I think they're awful. I'm confident you paid commissions. But as you said, you only wanted to pay a one-time deal. Well, that's the way commissions work. If you hire a fee-only, 100% fiduciary advisor, they're not going to charge you commissions on the products they put you in. They're going to put you in true no-load products with very low fees. A broker is going to put you in the product that probably pays them the best commission, or somebody with whom they work. I don't know what portfolio you're in. I don't know the company you're working with, but I can bet that you have some funds that are very expensive. They were very expensive to get in. You've already paid that commission, probably, unless, of course, they put you in C shares. But let me try and answer some of your other questions. You said you wanted to be careful with the money. And yet, this broker, I'm going to assume they didn't ask you about your risk tolerance, didn't really dig deep to try to determine what it really is, how much volatility you can stand. But let me tell you, if he put you in a 25% bond and 75% stock, or 25% low risk, 75% high risk portfolio, you're in a portfolio that in a terrible market could lose 35% of its value like that. And just from listening to you, I can't imagine that you would be comfortable with that. Can you tell them what to do with your money? Yes. Rollovers, you can only do once a year. But a rollover is when you take possession of the money and then you write a check to a new custodian within that 60-day window. You can do what is called a transfer anytime you want. Problem is, you probably already paid a commission. The bad news is, there's no way to get that back. I'd rather see you in a lot of places. And you said you only had a little bit, but I don't know what a little bit is. If it is truly just a little bit below six figures, then your best bet would have been to go to somebody like Vanguard and just get a couple of good mutual funds there. Go take our risk quiz at talkingrealmoney.com and balance it between the Vanguard Total World and the Vanguard Total Bond, with probably a preponderance of it in the bond, even though the bonds are boring. They're supposed to be boring. They protect you from volatility. At this point, I don't know what to do. As I keep saying, you need to find a fiduciary advisor. And you noticed it was really hard to do, because very, very, very few are. If you know 100 financial advisors, odds are you probably know one true fiduciary. That's why we have our advisor interview form at talkingrealmoney.com. It's critical, folks, that you ask your broker. I know you, I don't want to offend him. He's so nice. I don't want to make her mad. She's so sweet. No, this is a business transaction. Offend away. We wouldn't be offended if you asked us to fill out a form and sign a form saying we're a fiduciary 100% of the time. We would not be offended. No one else should be offended at doing that if they really are what they're supposed to be. And we're going to have more on that whole fiduciary thing later. I am really sorry that it is confusing. Keep listening. I hope we'll make it less confusing. You might want to get a copy of my book, Financial Physics, because it's designed specifically to make this whole thing less confusing. And it's really easy to read. And thank you for calling. And please let us know if we can do anything else. 855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255. You know, and we could. If we were like everybody else, we'd be just sitting around here going, you want a fiduciary? Call us. You want a fiduciary? Call us. We don't do that. And so people go, I didn't know you were a fiduciary. I know they're hard to find. 855-935-8255 is the number. Let us take another call.
My question is the proper allocation between bonds and equities. And I think, just as a general comment, that bonds are more risk versus we tend to think less risk.
Yeah.
And the reason is over the last 100 years, equities have earned about 10%.
Right.
Bonds have earned about 3.5%. So bonds protect you from volatility, but I don't believe they protect you from risk, because the minute you sign up, you're giving up 6-7% of return.
Okay.
I mean, that's the first thing. Then the second thing you guys have talked about is not a question mark, it's a statement. And I worked for a company where Vanguard managed the pension and also managed the 401k. I worked there 34 years. I've been retired for 22. So it's 56 years I have been in the market. We never left the market one time, and we don't plan on it.
And yet it was scary.
And the other thing is, when I retired then, we could take a lump sum for a pension and 401k. And that account, that's 22 years ago, is 4 times bigger today than when I retired. And never dreamed that we'd have this sort of money equity. And then we have about 12 basic principles about Vanguard that, when I say we, it's the family, we talk about them, select them, you know, low cost, stay in the market, don't accept tips. You can go through them. And, we also do not make any emotional decisions. So
There's
a general question. What do you think about all that? And are we screwed up, or are we on track? Have a good day. My name's Wayne.
Wayne, you know you haven't screwed up. You know you're on track. Now, you're probably confusing people a little bit when you say bonds are riskier than stocks, because you said it. Bonds are less volatile than stocks. Stocks are more volatile than bonds. Risk is almost irrelevant as a term, because let's talk about what risk is generally. Most people think of risk as, I lost everything. That's how we think of it. You don't, but you're unusual. Okay, I'll call you unique. Special. You stayed. Through all the scariness, you stayed. I mean, think about it. Crash of 87, you stayed. The 90s, you stayed. 2000, 2001, you stayed. 2008, you stayed. You're unique. Most people don't. What you're talking about is that stocks provide greater opportunity, and we say that over and over and over and over again until we're blue in the face. Stocks have historically provided far more opportunity than almost any other investment vehicle we can find. However, they have that nasty habit, this is the cost of the high returns, of being volatile, having big downturns like the one we had in 2008, where stocks in general lost about half their value. You didn't blink. Most people blink. Makes you unique. But bonds are less volatile, and they're an important part of a lot of people's portfolio because it helps keep them from making emotional decisions of making big financial mistakes, which you haven't made. And as you see, folks, pay attention. He's got more money than he ever imagined. Why? Because he just didn't do anything. He invested and left it the heck alone. He didn't watch CNBC. He didn't read all the financial mags. He didn't get in. He didn't get out. He didn't jump around. He didn't trade. He didn't play options. He didn't do any of this stuff. He just bought Vanguard funds. It's just so simple. 855-935-TALK is our number here on Talking Real Money, the daily podcast. And, oh, let's sneak one more in. 855-935-TALK. Call anytime, and we'll talk, kind of, on the podcast.
Yeah, hi, guys. I've got a coworker that has $100,000 in a traditional IRA rollover that she moved from the principal group.
Okay, good start.
From a former employer to Merrill Lynch.
Bad.
And she just showed me her account, and the Merrill Lynch person has her in 15 different funds.
Whoa.
One of the funds I saw had an expense ratio of 0.87%.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm trying to educate her a little bit, but I myself don't understand, other than possible product placement value for the Merrill Lynch, why they would even put her in 15 different mutual funds. My name's Rob. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I love listening to your podcast. Keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye.
Well, you definitely recognize that 15 funds is way too many funds. I don't know about product placement. Yeah, they do have wholesalers and the like looking over their shoulder and going, sell our fund, sell our fund, sell our fund. We'll give you some little sneaky perks. They're really not supposed to, but they still do. Dinners and things like that. But my guess is the 15 funds are more an attempt to justify his or her existence. To say, look at me, I have built you this diversified portfolio, which, by the way, we actually have a name for because we see these all the time in our advisory business. We call them broker portfolios. Broker portfolios are like a hodgepodge of stuff. It's like, whoa, what did they do and why did they do all that? I think they do it because it makes them appear more important. It's like one of the chapters in Financial Physics is about how they baffle you with BS. They make things more complex and confusing because it appears that you need them. And if you have 15 funds, well, I can't manage 15 funds without my broker. But you can manage two, right? Why do you think we always recommend that people at least consider just buying two funds at Vanguard? You get almost every part of the market. And you get them in two funds, and most people can rebalance two funds. That's why we don't give people, we could give you a do-it-yourself portfolio that's much more complicated, but it's hard to rebalance, and a lot of people aren't going to do it, and then that defeats the purpose, and then, yeah, you can do all right. Can you do better? Sure. You know, we'd be out of business if we didn't think you could do better and didn't think you could invest more comfortably and have a better plan, but doing that, that's just silly. Again, I think it's to justify their existence. All right, the number again, 855-935-TALK. If you want a lot of great information, it's at talkingrealmoney.com. You can subscribe to the podcast there, but we really like it if you subscribe to the podcast through like Apple Podcasts, because when you subscribe to the podcast through Apple Podcasts, it kicks us up the popularity list, which has some secret formula that we can't crack, but we know it does. So if we get kicked up that, then more people listen, then fewer people get ripped off, and you're helping humanity. Just that simple. And of course, you can always call us with questions. 855-935-TALK. Thanks for listening. And again, I'm going to try. I'm not promising, but I'm going to try and do some extra editions of the podcast over the weekend because there won't be podcasts next week. I apologize in advance. Take care. Thanks for listening. I'm Don McDonald.
Talking Real Money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.